We got the train going right now because Mr. Grant Peoples is back up, and he requested that we have a train sounds behind him when he performs. So we were glad to do that. We thank the city of Pensacola and I guess CSX for that, but we appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate
it. Once again,
it.
Grant Peoples.
So, yeah, I was telling you about my wife and I had a little hotel on a little island in a corner of the Caribbean, and we had people from all over the world would come and stay there, and they had to travel a long way to do it. And I learned as these people from all over the world came there and visited us that there's something about traveling, like if you have like a little neuroses or a little thing that when you travel, that dude will bubble right up to the surface. And so I wrote this poem. It's called My Advice to Pilgrims. My advice to pilgrims is tread lightly. Be fluent in the languages of silence. Show kindness to the least of those you meet along the road. And give up your seat on the train to the lame and to the blind, but also to the power-hungry Pharisee who thinks a little comfort is going to ease his monkey mind. Or just stay the hell home. Don't go. Not unless you're willing to meet hunger and thirst and loneliness with the same reckless abandon as a she-wolf taking winter on. I believe you cannot make a journey when crippled with a vision. Instead, you must be willing to allow the horizon to swallow you whole. So smash your idols against the rocks and let that graven image burn. Yes, the very one you worshiped with all your heart and with all your soul. Because if you really want to be a pilgrim, you're going to have to let that go. I have learned, it's taken me a little while, but I have learned the art of self-censorship. They had a song contest for a new song for the state of Florida. They thought that the old one was called The Old Folks at Home, and it was an irony that only Jeb Bush and I got, I believe. But they decided we needed, this is in 2006 and everything was tanking, and they decided we needed a new state song to kind of gussy the things up, get people come down here and start buying land for more than it was worth and going back to Disney World and things like that. And so I entered the song contest, and I lost. In the middle of the winter, when you need a vacation, come where the sun and the sand is waiting. Right down here at the bottom of our nation, I'm talking about Florida. Yeah, come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Well, chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. Well, there's 1,000 new residents coming down every day. They're all moving in and buying up the place. They're filling in the swamps to make some more space. And man, we're starting to need it. We got snake farms and alligator wrestlers, more state executions than anywhere but Texas. Shuffleboard and wet t-shirt contestants. Man, you gotta see it to believe it. And come on down to the Sunshine State and bring your money, check out the place. Chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. Lightning strikes, snake bites, alligator and shark attacks. Got a million illegal aliens to sack all our trash. Clean toilets, wash dishes, and cut the grass. I'm telling you, it's heaven. We feature one golf course for every man, woman, and child. We cut down the trees and get to see for miles. Don't it seem like a place you could kick back a while? Well, dude, it don't get no better. Yeah, come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Well, chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. We got these federally subsidized sugar plantations. They're bigger and richer than most European nations. They own our politicians and hire all the Haitians. It's what you call a sweet deal. Well, everybody thought it was some kind of joke when we said it ain't over till your brother counts the votes. And 10 years later, y'all elected Rick Scott. It's what you call a state steal. Come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. Well, our school system rates higher than Mississippi and Louisiana. And though we ain't up there with Arkansas and Alabama, 10% of our children wind up in the slammer. And that's gotta count for something. You see, we ain't got no state income tax, cause we get to screw all these Yankee tourists over, and that makes up for that. A service-based economy's what keeps us fat. That and a lot of fried bullet. Come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Well, chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. Come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Well, chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody, everybody, everybody else does. I should mention that I do have CDs for sales back there, and that 100% of the proceeds from the sales of my CDs go to help feed and house rescue dogs in Wakulla County, Florida. I should say that it's actually three dogs in particular that it goes. So I grew up, my great aunt Lou was a huge influence in me. She lived on Thomasville Road in Tallahassee, and my mother used to drop my brother and I off at her house when she would go into town and do things. And Aunt Lou kind of took care of us. While we were there, we got to drink beer and smoke cigarettes too. My mama didn't know about that. It was my Aunt Lou who taught me how to run a lawnmower. First time I ever nailed a nail in a board, it was her that taught me. First time we ever went fishing, Hannon's Dock, St. Teresa Beach, it was my Aunt Lou. She taught me how to bait a hook. She was a great woman, and she was also my godmother. And it was actually, I was able to move to Nicaragua because of a little bit of something she left me after she died. And so she's in my life every day. And she had a secret. I call it a secret. In the South, we call things secrets. What it means is everybody knows it, but nobody talks about it. I loved her very, very much. And this is a song that I wrote for her, and it is on my new record called Punishing the Myth. My grandmother's sister, Auntie Lou, she wore man's slacks and loaf of shoes. She had button-down shirts and a short hairdo. And us kids, we never thought nothing of it. Nobody ever dared say that word whenever we talked about her. Ah, the truth, it wasn't nothing we ever even whispered. And so we just buried it with her. And Lou was born in 1980. looked so pretty in the photographs, and her eyes were like little windows to the past. And only now can I see the sorrow, and nobody ever dared say that word whenever we talked about her. Oh, the truth, it wasn't nothing we ever even whispered. And so we buried it with her. Martini in her left hand, a cigarette there in her right, and she's driving home alone on a Saturday night. And Luke could saw a board, she could drive a nail, she could run a chainsaw, make a football sail, and put a worm on a hook and cook a steak on a grill. And she could chop wood like a nobody ever dared say that word whenever we talked about her. Oh, the truth, it wasn't nothing we ever even whispered. So we just buried it with her. Nobody ever dared say that word whenever we talked about her. Oh, the truth, it wasn't nothing we ever even whispered. So we buried it with her.
What am I going to play? Invariably, after I play a show and I play that song, somebody will come up after I play and tell me about their Aunt Lou or their Uncle Frank. And I really regret that my Aunt Lou didn't live long enough to see that things have changed. And I'm real happy about that. Y'all did such a great job on the sing-along a little while ago. I'm going to do it again. Okay, this song's got this little part. But what this is a song that I got paid $186 from the St. Joe Company. I don't know if y'all ever heard of them or not. They're the largest landowner and developer. They used to be in the state of Florida before they kind of like just went bust, bust, bust. But they had this development over in Franklin County called Summer Camp. And they came in there and built this, they came in there in this pristine area and put this wall around this thing on Oklotney Bay and went in and put roads in and named them things like Deer Lane and Turkey Run and Bear Creek. What they do see is they name roads, this is very sweet of them, they name roads after all the animals they expropriate and build in their developments. And so they did that, and then they got behind the eight ball on the real estate thing, and they went, we're going bust, and they asked me to write a little jingle for them. And I do it, and the little refrain, I'm going to sing this, I'm going to go, come on down to summer camp. And when I do that, I'm kind of going to make this kind of this motion, and y'all are supposed to go, summer camp. And if you get a little flat, that's the best way to do it. Okay? Okay, let's do a trial. We're going to do a trial run here, okay? Come on down to summer camp. Summer camp. There are going to be people driving down I-10. They're going to have to just pull over and stop when they hear y'all. Okay, here we go. Well, developments come and developments go, and it's hard to tell the good ones from the bad ones, you know. But you can trust your friends here at Old St. Joe. Come join us down at summer camp. It's all laid out on a low wet land, lots of pygmy rattlers and moccasins. There were some old black bears, but hell, we shot all them, 'cause we aim to please at summer camp. We'll build you a house, fast and cheap, on a lot with a ditch where there used to be a creek. Think of all the new rich Alabama folks you're gonna get to meet. your friendly new neighbors. It's summer camp. Summer camp, oh, summer camp. A paid political development brought to you by your governor and some lobbyists. Come on down to summer camp. There's dog flies and no-see-ums, red bugs, ticks, and mosquitoes. We got so many yellow flies, man, we can hardly feed them. It's one big blood fest at summer camp. The seawater's shallow, it's brown and yucky, and there's plenty of oyster shells here to cut you. And if you like sand spurs, well, we can fill up your bucket. Just bring it on down to summer camp. So come on now, seize the day. You never know when a hurricane's gonna blow it all away. Be the first to have your kids step on one of our stingrays. We're one with nature. It's summer camp. Summer camp, oh, summer camp. A paid political development brought to you by your governor and some lobbyists. Come on down to summer camp.
Summer camp.
Well, writing a check, it's not that much trouble. You ought to do it now and do it on the double. Well, writing it, that's why I only got paid $186 this time. Well, writing a check, it's not that much trouble. You ought to do it now and do it on the double. Don't fall for all that talk about some real estate bubble. Come sign on the line at summer camp, where the sky is gray and the muck is black. There's a seaweed beach and bull shark attacks. If you love the feel of sand in your crack, bring your ass down to summer camp. Political development brought to you by your governor and some lobbyists. Come on down to summer camp.
Summer camp.
Yeah, developments come and developments go. And it's hard to tell the sizzle from the fizzle, you know. But you can trust us. Hell, we're old St. Joe. Come join us down at summer camp. Thank you.
Grant Peoples, oh yeah. All right, you're listening to Radio Live on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener-supported radio from the University of West Florida. Support for this program comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 40 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. Online at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Golf Front. Thank you, sponsors, for making this possible. All right, so moving right along, once again, Nikki Talley.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So now that our nerves have calmed down a little bit, maybe I'll talk to you and I won't be so hyper and nervous. But it's back. Never mind. we're just grateful to have faces to sing to, like I said. And this is a little tune we love. It's a spiritual number we put on our live CD that we like. And since we're down by the water.
Wait and
dressed in white, wade in the water. Must be the children of the Israelites, wade in the water. Yeah, wade in the water. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. The Lord is gonna trouble that water now. Who is that all dressed in red? Wade in the water. Must be them children Moses led. Wade in the water. Yeah, wade in the water. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. The Lord is gonna trouble that water now. Who's that all dressed in black, wade in the water? Must be them sinners and they're turning back, wade in the water. Yeah, wade in the water. Whoa, wade in that water. Children, wade in the water. The Lord is gonna trouble that water now. Wade in the water. Wade in that water, children, wade in the water. The Lord is gonna trouble that water. Yeah, the Lord is gonna trouble that water. The Lord's gonna trouble the water.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. So I got my friend Rick back here, and Rick was kind enough to ask us to be a part of the Greater Good Festival that's coming up here in Pensacola next weekend. So if you just can't stand it and you've got to have more of Nikki Talley and Jason Sharp, we encourage you to come out to the Greater Good Festival here next weekend. And speaking of festivals, we're going to be cruising around across the panhandle over to a pretty crazy time over in Live Oak, this place called Spirit of the Suwannee Music Park. A little tiny festival called Magnolia Fest. So we're very excited to be hanging out with Lyle Lovett and Jason Isabel and Pat Pulaski and others. So anyway, here's a little tune I wrote about springtime after having to go through a big old long winter up there in them hills. This one's called Big Old Robin.
Big Old Robin out in the grass. He tells me spring has come at last. Big Old Robin, oh, how you fly. Just like black diamonds up in the sky. Hey, pretty little girl. Like your man left you all alone. Come walk beside me, little girl, let's go. Oh, let me take it down nice and slow. And that big old robin out in the grass, he tells me spring has come at last. Big old robin, oh, how you fly. A little girl, I've waited all winter long for you. And that big old robin out in the grass, he tells me spring is coming last. Big old robin, oh, how you fly. Just like black diamonds up in the sky. She rides beside me, my little Valentine. Oh yeah, that pretty little girl in the blue dress is now mine. That big old robin out in the grass tells me spring has come at last. Big old robin, oh how you fly, just like black diamonds up in the sky.
Thank you.
Jason Sharp, y'all. All right, I'm going to do a little banjo tune for y'all. Well, an applause even. How about that? Yeah. All right, I play a clawhammer banjo. And it's a little bit different than the bluegrass style you might be familiar with. But I do clawhammer style because it's shaped like a claw. And you do a little hammer on. And it's the way my mama taught me, who she's listening right now. So, hey, mama. But anyway, I'd like to thank y'all very much for letting the mountain folk feel at home down here by the sea. And here's a little tune called John Avery. Back when I was a young girl, all I wanted in this world was to be John Avery's bride. Oh, but now that world has changed, and that boy, he sure grew strange. Oh, and wild. We'll see. When I was about 14, he was the finest thing I'd seen, and I was running barefoot underneath them pecan trees. And the sun, it browned his skin. Summer's when it all began. But John Avery and me, well, he now, he and my brother were friends, and he'd come over to play cards again. Yeah, but he was just staring at me right after that very first hand. It was like something in his eyes was strange. Yeah, suddenly the boy had changed. Yeah, that boy was a man. Well, he said, that's the last round, but he smiled. Cause I wanna sit right here with Jenny a while. Or I could just feel the heat rising up in my face. Oh, and when he kissed me, it burned my mouth. Honey, I was his without a doubt. Oh, back in those days. Well, now the summer was as good as it got. Cause by spring, my Johnny got shot. Yeah, he was just gambling and cheating and drinking a little too hard. Oh, and when they put him in that cold ground, baby, nobody made a sound in the churchyard. Well, now if only the good die young, the Almighty Father gained a fine son. Oh, that my Johnny died. Yeah, but I was the last girl he made smile, and I hung on to that for a while. Yeah, some even called me his child bride. Cause back when I was a young girl, all I wanted in this world was to be
Nikki Talley with Jason Sharp. Thank you, Nikki. That was great. All right, you're listening to Radio Live. Y'all still having a good time? Yeah, I'm telling you right now. All right. Just a reminder, the artists tonight, all of them have their music for sale on the table by the door when you're on your way out tonight. So please support their music because it's great stuff and they depend on that. We also depend on your generosity in the forms of tips for our tip jar back there, either at the coffee bar we have over here with our friends Keen's Beans or by the door on your way out as well. I always like to say, think of this as a fine meal, and if you enjoyed the meal, then we would like to have a little percentage of that enjoyment ourselves in the form of cash. So just keep that in mind. Or actually cash, check, credit cards, whatever you want to do. That would be fine. But right now, we're going to enjoy our friends once again, Craig and Cynthia, the Believers.
Thank you. Well, this is the New York side to our single. We got to do in upstate New York with our good friends Donna the Buffalo. And we recorded this song in a chicken coop. Of course, they got rid of the chickens a long time before that. But anyway, we wrote this song while we were sitting in that funky place. It's called Give Me Some Love. And I'd like to dedicate this song to y'all. Remember when I met you? Haven't seen you in way too long. And I took you for granted. Never meant to do you wrong. But if you give me one more chance, I'll make it up somehow. Feel your body close to me, give it to me now. Anybody can. I hold my breath and close my eyes. Tell me meet again. I can't wait to get your arms around me. Sing that sweet, sweet song. Give me, give me, give me some attention. Come on, yeah. Back at our years, everything so beautiful, and I will make you happy once again. So hold my body close to me, I'll make you understand. I can't wait to get your arms around me. Sing that sweet song. Give me, give me, come on, give me some attention. Thank you. Thank you. Have to work up to that one.
This is my lovely singing partner, Miss Cynthia Frazzini from Seattle, Washington.
Thank you all. You know, I think I got them up in Seattle, but I quite frankly, I can't remember now. They're so old. But they're comfortable. Yeah, we go back to Seattle every now and then, and used to be that I'd go up to Seattle and I'd come back south and I'd go, whoa, whoa. You know, the culture with shock would be, you know, kind of extreme. Now I go back to Seattle and I'm like, dang, so, like, clean and, you know, polished here or something.
A lot of really rich white people.
It's like, damn, get me back to the south. Give me some funky.
We're going to do a song from our Crash Your Town record. And by the way, we made a pact early on not to get our names tattooed on each other. This was a song on our Crash Your Town record that it went big in England, but I didn't know it, and I'd booked a tour for like a couple of quid and some fish and chips. And when we got to some of these pubs, there were like lines around the block, and apparently they had been playing the song on BBC. And I was like, wow, I should have got more money. But this was the hit off of that record, and they spun it on BBC too quite a lot, I'm told. So when we got to some of these pubs, they'd be like, oh, can you play Red Hot Spikes and Shotgun Shells? That sounded more Scottish, actually. Yeah. That sounded like the guy from Star Trek. Anyway, it went like this. One, two, three, four.
Well, they first met upon winter's day. It was cold enough to want to slip away. Make some heat in the backseat of a car. Kill the lights, turn the radio on. They were all dressed down, they were too far gone. Far enough and never coming home. No flowers, no church bells, just the railroad spikes and shotgun shells. And you could hear the angels up above singing praises for fast love.
grabbed some clothes and he never did look back. Looked for her and she was gone and realized she wasn't coming along. Never stopped to think what he had done. No love is not church bells, just a man looks back, some shotgun shells, and you could hear the angels up above singing praises for fast
He'd get arrested if he played like that in Nashville, though.
Seriously, if you do that in Nashville, someone will call 911. Some bluegrass enthusiast purist. We've had fun being with you here tonight, guys. We live in Nashville these days. But before we moved up to Nashville, we used to live in a place called New Orleans. They get some of the same kind of weather as y'all. They get these little things called hurricanes that blow through.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Clapping. Let's get this count here, right?
Hallelujah, New Orleans.
Let's have them do it once.
Hallelujah, New Orleans.
I think they should do it one more time. Ready? Okay. We're going to do it. With vigor this time.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three.
Hallelujah, New Orleans. Hallelujah, New Orleans.
The Believers, all right. All right. Nikki and Jason and Grant are going to come out and join Craig and Cynthia for the big finale number. But in the meantime, I need to remind you that Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director and broadcast mix master is Mr. Dale Regal. Our house sound this evening, once again, the great work of Tom Skinner. Our master control operator is Bob Barrett. We have production assistance from Randy Bobbitt and Josh Morton. Our video director is Jonathan Heide. Our videographers tonight are Teresa Clark, Lynn Marshall, and Mariah Singerman. Our house manager is Lindsay Miners. And our stage manager is everyone's favorite Jewish mother, Enid Siskin. This is Pat Crawford reminding you to keep your mind on your driving, your heart on the coast, and your dial on public radio. Good night, everybody.
Rain's falling in. I'm gonna see a movie called Thunder Den. Get your mind off winter time, where you ain't going nowhere.
Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Whoa, Lord, we gonna fly down in the easy chair.
I'm sick and tired of old Rick Scott slinging around all that money he's got. I'd like to bury him in a box so he couldn't go nowhere.
Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, Lord, we gonna fly down in the easy chair.
Buy me a flute and a clarinet, shoes, tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots, 'cause you ain't going nowhere.